Australian PM announces intelligence review as country mourns Bondi attack. Gunmen kill 9 in South Africa tavern attack. U.S. seizes second oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. How Israel's grassroots hostage families group became a powerful international force. Survivors nervous and skeptical about release of remaining Epstein files. India Express train kills 7 elephants crossing tracks. Imran Khan and wife given further jail terms after state gift fraud case. Engineer becomes first wheelchair user to go to space. U.S. carries out massive strike against IS in Syria. Who and what are in the Epstein files? Putin vows no more wars if West treats Russia with respect. Knife attacker kills 3 after smoke bombing. Taiwan Metro Palestinians tell BBC they were sexually abused in Israeli prisons. This billionaire tested China's limits. It cost him his freedom. Neither Russia nor France, one West African country, walks a diplomatic tightrope. Steve Rosenberg, was Putin's response to my question about war in Europe an olive branch? Make Korea great again. The right-wing group wooing disenchanted youth. Very cool. The 70s Afro-rock genre enjoying a surprising rebirth. Kebabs, biryani, and much more. Indian city on UNESCO culinary list. Australia was seen as a world leader in gun control. Bondi has exposed a more complicated reality. Watch, images, cassettes, and high-profile figures from Epstein files. Putin tells BBC Western leaders deceived Russia. Roz Atkins on the alleged links between the UAE and Sudan's civil war. What does TikTok's deal mean for America's users? Surfers and swimmers pay tribute to victims of Bondi shooting. Why BMO says 2026 oil markets hinge on Trump and a coming supply wave. Natural gas prices outlook for 2026, according to Bernstein. USDA confirms bird flu case in Wisconsin dairy herd as new wildlife spillover. Rubio says not concerned about escalation with Russia over Venezuela. U.S. farm agency unlikely to issue more farm aid, says official. Dakota Access Pipeline should continue operating, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says. USDA updates release schedule for export sales reports, suspended by shutdown. Putin sticks to Russian demands on Ukraine, says EU robbery. Failed oil prices edge higher, but set for weekly drop as oversupply fears. Google, Apple. Warns staff with U.S. visas against international travel due to embassy delays, Business Insider says Roche CEO points to higher future drug prices in Switzerland after U.S. deal. Russian stocks lower at close of trade, MOX Russia index unchanged. Analysts see Ford's $19.5 billion EV write-down as reset, not retreat. S&P 500 at 8,000, gold at $5,400. Tesla to double. Here are top trades for 2026. Tesla's deliveries set to undershoot in Q4, Deutsche Bank says. BofA lists key beauty themes for 2026. Could SpaceX one day put AI data centers in orbit? Morgan Stanley weighs in. Why there is a long way to go on agentic commerce disruption. Trump hopes North Carolina speech will bolster standing on U.S. economy. Trump enters election year with big wins and bigger political headwinds. Heading into midterm year, Trump hopes to make economy a winning issue. Eurozone consumer confidence falls to -14.6 in December. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index edges up, falls short of forecast. Existing home sales see modest rise, falling short of forecasts. Analysis: U.S. coffee drinkers face higher prices even after Trump's tariff reset. Fed's Williams doesn't see urgent need to cut interest rates again, in CNBC interview. Bank of England's Bailey expects inflation near 2% target by late spring. Venezuelan government rejects seizure of new vessel transporting oil. Exclusive, Trump appointee inspired by conservative media outlet to push for probe of Democratic Congressman M. Stanley examines economic impact as EU-UK debates over Russian assets intensify. World Bank approves $700 million for Pakistan's economic stability.